If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Coco.
Hey. Yes, Coco Jones is here. Courtney, right? Is it? Well, do people call you that ever?
Only my family and like my childhood friends. It's really much like Hannah Montana type thing. Like when I started singing, my mom was like, you're going to get another name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was like, marketing.
So she names you Coco. Your mom.
Okay. She was kind of like, okay, if there's going to be like contracts or whatever, like she wanted to be separate from my government name. And plus, when I go back to Tennessee, it needs to give stay humble. So hello. It was giving Courtney.
Okay. Dude, if you're dating a guy, right? Does he call you Coco or Courtney?
The way you got straight into it. LOL. I normally when I'm dating a guy, I kind of get cringed out when they call me Coco.
Okay, so see, that's like, interesting to me.
I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that because I have some of my friends that I've known for a really long time that I met in LA, they call me Coco. But then I have other friends that I also met like as a adult that call me Courtney. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It whatever sits right. If it don't sit right, then I'm like, change that one up.
Because I always think that about like when entertainers have a different, like it's a, you know, kind of a stage name. Mm-hmm. But it is a play on your real name. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's like a nickname. But mm-hmm. then when you're in bed and they're like, oh, Coco, you're like, whoa, you know. Can I be Courtney?
Lord, be I'm screaming. Yeah, I don't know. It just depends. I think also sometimes it's like a, if I meet somebody in the industry and we all do things in the industry, then it's weird if they call me Courtney.
Right.
Because I'm like, hey, we're in the industry. Like, this is that. This isn't that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't
know.
And especially if you introduce yourself a certain way.
Yeah, yes. I think whatever you introduce yourself as, mm-hmm. I would think mm-hmm. they would kind of Keep it, go with that.
Yeah. But sometimes if I tell a guy what I, like I tell him I do something completely different, like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I work for my parents' construction company. My name's Courtney. I'll do a completely different life shit.
They know who you are, stop it.
They do not. They do not.
They lying.
No, they really don't. One time I did tell this guy, that's like my go-to fake career in life. And so I did tell him that. And then we went to this restaurant and then the waiter was like, Coco! Coco! I was like, not here right now.
The timing is off.
It was
See,
so awkward.
Is that deceptive though? Because then let's say you really like this guy. Now you done lied.
Well, he's fine.
He'll be all right, yeah. I feel. I mean, he's going to have to come and understand because it's not like easy to just, honestly, sometimes it's weird for me to even say that I'm a singer. Like,
right. What do you say when you, like, they ask, what do you do?
Honestly, if they're asking what I'm doing, I'm probably going to lie,
yeah.
Which is not great. But it's because if they don't ask, then they already know. Mm. So we don't even have to even talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is it weird to talk about?
Yes, like it yeah. is. And I feel like sometimes guys be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I sing. Oh, you gonna sing for me? Like, why would you say that?
Oh my God, that's so corny. I ain't gonna lie though. I love like, the fact okay? that she came in and Mewtwo was playing and she started singing. I was like, okay, you were really.
No, that's hilarious. Sometimes I honestly sing without even knowing, but it really just depends. I think for me too, it's more like the vibe. Like if I feel, oh, this is a normal person or there's still some normalcy there, mm-hmm. then I'll be normal too. Yeah, but if they're all industry, if they're all weird, then I'm a lie.
Where did you meet the guy that you come up to like, about your career too?
Where That's did I meet him?
Wait a minute, what'd you ask?
Where did she meet the guy that she lied to about her career?
Okay.
Because and then you go mean, to we would know who she is, but where did you meet this person for them not to know who you are?
That's a great question. So when I do normal things, like when I'm not doing like work stuff, I like to do completely normal things if possible. So at that time I had went with my homegirl to the guy she was talking to, his like little house party kickback, and okay. he was there. And then I'm always like, hi. Like, let's see if they know, like, right. how they act. And he was giving confused and didn't know. And okay. I was like, oh, great. Okay, right. hi.
You're the one. You know? But like, I guarantee you, if your homegirl's talking to a guy, he already done told, okay, so my girl is bringing Coco Jones. So, right. like, I'm telling you.
Act normal. Act
yeah. But
act like you don't know her because she loved that.
Now, that'd be some trickery. I commend that trickery. I don't know because my friends, like, they're not all in the industry either. Like, right. I have some friends who are, like nurses or you know, like, in their own fields that have nothing to do with music and they don't understand it at all. Like law or something, you know? So it would That's be one true. Of those friends who just right. wouldn't even think to bring that up.
Some like, of my friends don't understand why people know me. Like, look, we were walking on the block and these women turned around like, oh, and Laura's like, why are they looking at us? I'm like, why are people be knowing who I am sometimes?
Like, you forget sometimes, like you walking around and then they stare and I'm like, what the hell are they staring at? She's like, I mean, I am standing Hello. Next to you. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Like my best friend, I walked out of her house and the neighbor was like, hey, Angela. And she was like, how do you know my neighbor? And I'm like, I don't.
That's right. hilarious. Yeah.
But it's also your neighbor knows like, me.
Right. And it's also got to be interesting too, because you're born and raised here.
Yeah. I'm
so from like Britain. Your family and stuff's here and like your career. Like for me, I feel like when I go to LA, it's like a different world.
Yeah.
Because none of my family's there for real. Like it's always been about work when I went there. I couldn't imagine if I was like born and raised in the place where my career also
So you were raised works. In Tennessee, mm-hmm. right? But you were born in South Carolina?
Yes, okay. I was born in South Carolina, raised in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Do you live in LA now? Or
I do.
How long have you been there?
I moved to LA when I was 17.
Okay.
And then I came to New York for a year because I was doing Broadway.
Mm. Oh.
And then I came back at 18 and I was like, okay, I can do this now.
Yeah. Broadway is tough. Y'all know, first of all, y'all know I love going to Broadway plays. Okay. I took Laura to see yes. her first Broadway play. For Colored Girls.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we went, good. Yeah, we went mm-hmm. to go see that. And I just went to go see Dee Woods. She does all these plays now. She was in Black Odyssey. So I just went to, how did you like doing Broadway?
No. That's
a lot.
It was just so hard.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about it?
Well, I mean, it's everything is up to you. It's all dependent on you. Like, I guess in the acting world, you're kind of catered to a little bit more. Like, you can go and get your hair and makeup done. Do you want any breakfast? Your breakfast will be in your trailer when you get back. Da-da-da-da. Hey, they're ready for you. They're not anymore. Go to your trailer and it's warm in there and you can light your own candles. Here it was like, you're with everybody. We be here at 7 a.m. Da-da-da-da. I was like, where's my microphone? They were like, put it on. I was like, what about my outfit? Here, go. I'm doing my hair and makeup. I'm carrying props. Damn. I was like, what the hell is this?
It's like boot camp.
It was grounding, though.
It was grounding. Yeah. And I will say, like, I was was like, okay, humble. Right. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated it for the skill and the art and the passion of it, because the people around me, I was the youngest one and the newest one. Actually, that's not true. There was this little kid that played a little kid, but he was like a vet in it too. I was giving newbie. They were like, girl, get your props together. I'm like, I'm sorry.
After that experience and you know, do other jobs in the industry, do you think you would ever like circle back and maybe give it another try once you have some more kind of experience under your belt?
Honestly, I could see myself wanting that challenge again, because it really
evolved a little more, right?
Yes, it really did bring out something in me.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
I felt like a G.
What play was it?
A Bronx Tale.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's okay, right. Okay. So
I would do it again, and especially if I one day have the goal of doing like the EGOT type lifestyle, I would have to circle back.
Right.
Well, you have a sense of humor. Have you ever considered doing like little stand up or anything?
People have said that. They're like, you need to do comedy. I'm just like, I just do not see myself getting on the stage and not singing. Like, I feel like I'd be like a pretender. I don't know.
A pretender. But you could sing in your comedy. That's
make it
amazing.
Part of your whole.
Because mm-hmm. yeah,
you could show a whole new trend.
You could be like Jamie Foxx.
I mean, if Netflix want to offer me a bag to do it, I will figure out how
she
to make it.
You could be like
up.
A Jamie Foxx. Like, you can sing. You can.
Remember Eddie Murphy used to sing?
Yep.
Party all the
not
time.
Not over here with my new career path, please. Well, I'm really trying to break into artistry and really like solidify myself as one of the R&B girls. And then honestly, I would take on anything. I don't want to put myself in any type of box.
Yes, right. Well, congratulations, because I feel like the stars are aligned.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
For you right now.
It's been crazy. My life. Right. My life has literally been crazy. I just, like we were all talking about, I had this performance in DC and I was literally so emotional, because the last time that people knew the words to my songs and like were there just to see me, like I was literally like 16.
Wow.
And I was just signed, and I felt how I feel now. Like, oh my God, it's all coming together, mm-hmm. you know? And it just did not at that time. So it's like deja vu in a way. And I'm just like, I understand why it didn't work out that way. Thank you, God. I'm so glad, because had I known that it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have even been that pressed.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, you can't ever know.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. And sometimes like in the moment, and you were younger too.
Yeah.
It's so much harder when you
have
this anticipation and you think you're right there, and then
it feels like the world's going to end.
It felt like the world itself was ending. I was like, all of you are not existing, because the world is over. Like, My dreams were my everything. I didn't care about boys. I didn't care about none of that. So then I had to go and live. And like, I met these USC girls that became like my best friends. And then I was outside. And then I was like, oh, wait, the world is kind of.
The world's here.
Right. There's a world out here.
There's a world.
A whole new world. Shout out to Aladdin. But I guess in the time, like, I had to grow, because I was so naive. I literally was homeschooled at the time. I only cared about jobs and like when the next opportunity. I didn't want to be outside. I didn't even know what outside was giving. I had never drank, did none of that. So, like, I needed things to write about. And real artists be living that life.
Yeah.
And they be about that life.
We need you to get your heart broken.
Okay. And did. And did. Shout out to ICU.
Oh, shit.
And it's a hit.
Right. Thank you.
Well, now, tell us about the heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
LOL. Well, honestly, I think at the time, I wasn't the best version of myself, because my career and the things that made me, they were so up in the air and so uncertain. So, at the time, I guess I wanted a relationship way more than I should have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that he didn't want the same. It was more like I was just not focused anymore. Like, I was like, this career hurting me. So what are we trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to. There's only disappointment here. Like, this is fun. This is safe. This is great. You know what I'm saying? And then when things changed and my career was starting to bubble again, I was like, sorry. Hate to shift things around. And it wasn't like it was any bad blood or anything there. It was really, once my life got back on track, I was so different and I just had such different priorities that we didn't make sense anymore. Like, he would be doing his thing over there and I'd be doing mine over here. And then we wouldn't see each other. And then we would see each other and it'd be like, oh my God, this is great. But like, our lifestyles don't match anymore. Like, what we want out of life doesn't match anymore. Mm. Now that I am back to who I am, I want to be this girl.
Right.
And this girl can't be where you're at. She's doing her thing, you know? So it just didn't make sense. But we always would, like, stop talking to each other and be like, all right, cool, we're friends. We're good. We're good. Good time.
And then back together.
And then it'd be like,
Circling back.
Congratulations on that. How are you? How are things?
Let's celebrate.
You know, shall we? One more time around the block. It's just ridiculous.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you think for a period of time that he was the one? Because like you said, you keep going back to somebody and you start thinking like, maybe this is it.
I think there was a time where I thought he was the one, but I think for a really long time, I just knew he was the closest to the one. You know, when like you have other guys that are cool, but they're just not hitting the way that that chemistry would hit, you know? Or maybe it's that I was so blind by that chemistry and what that was in the peak of it that I couldn't even see these other guys as like good too, like solid contenders. So I think it was more like I romanticized what it was and like I wanted it to be that again.
So that's like the song Double Back. See, look, you did went and did this and then did a whole album.
Okay, I'm like, we're going to get some content out of this bank. Okay.
And it's also giving the sex was amazing. I don't know if
I
that's
what I was about to say. Was the sex part of the reason you kept going back?
I'm screaming.
When the sex is good, we always think they the one.
Right.
They got the potential to be the one when they
I hate you, but that's sex. And yo, that makeup.
I'm crying because it really wasn't for me. It wasn't that. It was like, that was my first love. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was
so
the
first. So that's a whole different category.
Hello. That's dangerous.
That's what you knew.
That's what I knew.
Yeah. That was your comfort zone.
Yes, it was about comfort. Yeah, it really was not. It was about comfort. It was really about comfort.
But it was about that too.
Anyway, I'm going to sip my wine.
If that's your first love though, because sometimes when the first person, you don't know what great sex is.
No, you
that's
don't.
All you know.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So you think this is it. And you're like, okay, this is sex. And then you have great sex and you're like, oh, wait a minute. It wasn't what I thought it was.
I'm screaming. Mm-hmm.
But you probably broke his heart too, though. Like from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I know it hurt you, but I'm sure he was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah. And that's another thing too. Like, it didn't feel like I was in it by myself wanting it to last. He kept coming back too. Right. It was both of us like, bro, please, no.
No.
No. You know, like we both were stuck on how it felt.
How did you break the cycle? How did you cut that in debt?
Well,
or how did it?
Or he's like, I'm gonna see him later tonight. No,
did it end? It's the question.
Or did it?
He's downstairs.
I've been thinking it's over. I've been thinking it's over. And then it's like, here we go again.
Okay. All right.
No, but honestly, I think for me, having my life panning out the way it is now, I just have to be more intentional. And I don't want to learn the same lessons over and over and over again. I already literally did that before my career got back on track. I wish I could go back and be like, you should have been doing more content. You should have had a better mindset. If you would have had a better mindset, you would have had better actions. And who knows, the things that went viral could have went viral way before.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't want to waste any more time. And I do feel like right person, wrong time to me is just kind of cap. I feel like if they are the right person, you make it right. It all just ends up right. Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't know, because I also believe in wrong person, right time too.
Wrong person, right time.
That happens too.
Yeah. It could be that. It could be that. And honestly, if you want to circle the block, I'll take another hit off of it.
Yeah, sure.
That's okay, we got to do this debut album. Yeah. Right. Come on by. That's how it swing.
My number's the same. Okay, you know how to find.
Okay, you know where I'm at.
Well,
you know
where I'm saying, Gigi, that every time you keep doubling back, you might be blocking your blessings. You may have better sex and better chemistry waiting for you.
I definitely do feel like when you're holding on to something, your hand is tight so nothing can get in there. You know what I'm saying? Nothing good can get in there. Nothing's coming out, but nothing good's coming in. So I don't know. I'm just trying to go with what feels the most authentic to me. Okay. I feel like my intuition has kind of been on point.
Well, good.
Trust that.
And you're a Capricorn like me. Yeah. By the way, your birthday's the day after mine.
Oh, my gosh.
January 3rd over here.
January 4th.
Here, January 4th. So, you know, we work really hard. We're very practical. Mm-hmm. We're very practical people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a secret relationship? Like where y'all were sneaking around.
Sneaky link.
LOL. I feel like everyone has done that at some point. I remember someone telling me it was really exciting. Like we'd be at a party and pretending we're not together, but then knowing we're going to, meet up later. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done the sneaky link thing?
I wouldn't say it was like a secret, but it was more like we're not outside with it. Like you are doing your career, I'm doing my career, and nobody's trying to have that be in the tabloid. So it's giving... I'll see you when I see you type thing.
Yeah, because life has to be really different now. Because now people see you and they're like, Hillary Banks, Coco Jones. Yeah. You know, they know you for all these different things.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can just go to Ruth Chris.
No, that's very true. I mean, everything that I do, I feel like, do I want this on the internet? Just in case. Do I want this on the internet?
You know, gosh, what a thing to have to debate.
Right.
Sheesh. I know. But that's the life.
That's the era we are in.
That is the era.
And sometimes people like that attention too. Like people will purposefully try to
do things
with somebody so that it can.
Well, whenever you see somebody spotted at such and such Beverly Hills, you're like, oh yeah, they went there
because they knew the paparazzi's outside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call the paparazzis.
Yeah.
It do be given that sometimes. I don't know. For me, I'm just, like I said, trying to go with my intuition. And sometimes I'm like, maybe, but it always just doesn't feel right. So I'm not going outside with nobody.
Because I'm thinking about Bel Air, because I do, by the way, love the show, watch the show, been keeping up with it.
Thank you.
You know, we watched the whole first season, like last year, binged it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
period.
So we were excited for the new season to come back.
Thank you.
We're looking at your relationship with Jazzy Jeff's character on the show. Mm-hmm. And this is a real life thing, right? You don't want to commit. But then you also get really jealous if the person that you're dating but won't commit to is talking to other people or other people like them. You know,
it's a natural reaction or feeling for sure, especially for a woman.
Yeah,
you like
Side eyeing.
And normally, yeah. I feel like guys think that women want to be in relationships so bad. Like, we're the ones. But in this case, you're the one that's like, pump the brakes. I'm not really sure that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, I think it does depend. There, I have had situations where the guy was way more serious about me. And I was like, it's not even giving that. Like, relax, you know? But I think at the time, too, I think, honestly, it's really about, like, being honest with yourself. Like, you can get to know a person enough to know what type of time they're on. And then it's up to you whether or not you want what's being served. Right. Point blank, period.
Yeah, because sometimes you just want, like, a little fun.
Yeah.
And to be spoiled and go out, but you're not trying to get something serious. Because you are still young and you have time. Mm-hmm. How are your parents with people that you date?
And, like and what are the rules in terms for you in introducing someone to your parents or your family?
My parents, my mom is way more strict about things. My dad's more like chill. My mom's like, does he love the Lord? She's very Southern, very old school. So okay. I'll be like, yes, mom, he loves Christ. That's pretty much like the main thing. But I honestly do feel like my mom and dad, like they kind of, as we've gotten older, you know, you start to see more of the real of a relationship as because we're grown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel like I've watched my mom kind of like evolve more. And I feel like she's more modern minded in the fact that like, it's not just, does he love the Lord? It's like, okay, well, what does he go to therapy? Like, mm-hmm. what are his mental value? What does he value? Like, where's his head at? You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like the things that honestly are crucial in
also,
this day
it's
and age.
Crucial for a guy to go to therapy for you.
I do think it's important. You don't have to go every month, but like you got to circle the block every yes. once in a while, because I just feel like if you go to the doctor for your body,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I think you need to go to therapy for your go emotions and that mental mind. Health. You don't know mm-hmm. what you're holding in.
So you go to therapy also mm-hmm. then? Mm-hmm. Okay, what yeah. made you start going to therapy?
Actually, it was during the pandemic, and one of the guys that I was like kind of talking to, he was talking about therapy, and I was like, what? And so I was like, well, who is this person? Because if a guy is going to therapy, I wanna see who they're going to, you know? Because I mean, I don't know, stereotypically, I feel like guys don't want to be told about themselves.
Right.
So I was like, who is this person? And I've been going to therapy ever since that.
Oh, wow. You go to his like, therapist?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you go to his therapist?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't share my therapist.
I know, she mm-mm. doesn't.
Well, it's like, it's not like we can talk about.
I know,
she's
but still.
A therapist. Yeah, it's not like she can talk about everybody's case
still,
or whatever.
But now you feel like a bond it. With him always. Like, we go to the.
Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm here for the therapist. Okay, I really like her. I really respect her. And so I'm like, I'm not even trying to find another one. So
what if he broke up with you and was like, I don't want you going to my therapist anymore?
Like, sir, you're not paying for it.
Right. It's good that you were even able to mesh with her, because right. you can't. I've been to a couple different therapists, and sometimes you meet somebody and you're just like, okay, this is not the person
yeah.
for me. It's like,
yeah.
it's like a real relationship. Mm-hmm. And like, you got to yeah. have a rapport or just yes. a real chemistry with that yes. person in order to be able to give what mm-hmm. needs to give, to get what you need from them.
And to feel comfortable to share.
Yes.
Like if I feel like she don't even know my struggle for real, mm-hmm. I'm not. There's yeah. nothing to talk about, because yeah. you don't get it.
Well, that's yeah. why I like having a black therapist, because she understands what I'm saying. I mm-hmm. curse with her. I say other things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so
the N-word heavily.
Mm-hmm. And she says it back. Like, it's,
she does. Yeah.
That's yeah. hilarious.
She's like, well, this nigga shouldn't da 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 da.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, but that's for me. It's not
But that's
for
also part of the language. Mm-hmm. Like,
for
that's
me,
part
it
of
is. But I mean, for other people, it's not. But that works for me. And also, right. I feel like with therapy, you should not feel embarrassed.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. we'd be talking about the same stuff for years. And I'd be like, this is embarrassing. She's like, it's not. So I feel like it's, facts. You know, important. It's really important that you mesh with whoever you, mm-hmm. you know, sharing your life with.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Secrets. I want all my friends to get my therapist. My therapist is amazing. And I think she's so amazing that I feel like it would be selfish of me to say, no, I don't want, you know, like just me. She's done so much for me mentally and being able to deal with things that I know so many. And I already tell her, as soon as you get your private practice, let me know. And I have people for you on deck. Like, mm-hmm. I think she's really good. But the same thing, I open up to her about things that, and I'm really open mm-hmm. about a lot of things. But with her,
it hit different.
It hits very different. And then I love to cry. And she's like, it's okay, cry. Let it out. I need you to stop in the next 3 minutes.
Why did she say I like to cry?
Not cry.
Yeah, she's like, but I need you to stop.
Okay.
And let's talk about this.
I'll be crying to Ange.
Yeah. You don't cry in front of me. But Jasmine will be like, I don't want anybody around when I'm doing my therapy because I start crying and shit.
I'm like, I gotta go somewhere.
Yeah. Gotta go somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta go somewhere.
All right, so your mom says that. What about, so you said your dad is more chill.
Yes, my dad is more chill. He's more, what's the character of the guy like? Like, would he bond with him at all, you know? If he feels like, I guess if he feels like he can't relate to them, he would be more concerned.
Right.
But for the most part, he's chill about it.
What about your brother?
My brother's strict. I'm like, sir. But I don't know. I think, I'm really close with my siblings. Like, those are my besties, my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I tell him, like, pretty much all the tea. And he can give me, like, a really good perspective. Like, a young guy perspective. And I'm like, yikes. All right.
Is that really how y'all think?
I'm like, y'all all right?
Everything okay?
Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll be like, what does this mean? And he'll be like, oh, da-da-da-da. I'm like, wish I wouldn't have heard that. Thank you. Okay, cool.
Well, damn, right?
He be cutting it straight, but I appreciate it.
It's great that you have such a close, tight-knit family.
Yeah, I'm really tight with my family. And I know that that's, like, a blessing and kind of rare. So I always thank God that, like, I love my family. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, really, honestly, if I didn't have my family, I would have gave up.
Right.
Because the calls, you know how you said repeating it for years? The same thing. I would say the same thing on the phone all the time. And I just don't know how they dealt with it. Wow. Sometimes I'm like, wow. Sorry.
No, because what about the period in your life where you felt like it wasn't going to work? Like you said, when you were like around 16 years old, you thought everything fell into place. And I saw that you had said before you were ready to just give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you had given up, like, what would you have done? Because you've been wanting this since you were
a little kid.
Six.
She'd be working at a construction company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the line, right?
That is the line. I'm not even going to hold you. I did have a time where I was like, Maybe I'll just be a wife who sings, a wife that sings, you know? I don't know. Or maybe I'll be, I knew I wanted to be like in charge of something. So maybe I'll just figure out how to work my way up and be somebody boss.
Okay.
So you really did consider not doing, like, for real, you had.
It wasn't like, I didn't tactically go out and do but these you had things, thoughts. But like, they would be like my thoughts in the back of my head. Like, you know, I could be somebody's wife, like she, you know what I'm saying? Like little voices in the back of my head, but did I go apply somewhere? Now?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
When did things turn around then? Like, what was the first thing that kind of put you back on the path? Like, okay, we back.
I remember exactly what it was. I saw this tweet that had went viral, and it was like, what happened to Coco Jones? She was supposed to be, like, next up. And it did numbers to the point where I even DM'd the person who tweeted it, and I was like, thank you for even saying this. What the hell?
Right.
And so at the time, I showed it to my mom. I showed it to, like, the guy I was talking to. And I was like, look what they're saying. He was like, respond to it. I was like, okay. So I responded. I was like, y'all want to know what happened? And then that tweet did numbers. And I was like, what the hell? So then I literally just went on, like, YouTube Live and told this story. Saved it as a video. And now it's, like, got crazy views. Somebody took a clip from the video and put it on TikTok. And then that sound went viral. Like,
yep.
Everyone was using the sound. It was so weird. And people was texting me. You know how when you start popping up again, like you start popping off and people are like, oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
Like,
what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
You, that's how you know you're doing something right. When you get them numbers, you'd be like, my second grade teacher. Come on. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Joe.
Literally, like, I seen. Yeah, you did. You did see that. But yeah, so that clip went viral on TikTok. And then I was like, what's TikTok? Because what the hell is this? So then I was like looking at TikTok, I was scrolling, and I saw somebody do a video, and it was like, if I was on this song, I was like, oh, I can do that. I can do that. So I did If I Was On Hit Different by SZA. Mm-hmm. It went crazy.
It hit different when you did Hit Different.
Isn't that hello, like, popped off. SZA hit me, like, executives were hitting me. And then I went to the studio with somebody who saw the cover. At the time, I went to the studio and the guy was like, you need to, he was just doing the mess. He was like, you need to show more. Da, da, da. He was like, I didn't even know you was working with all that.
Oh, God.
I was like, thanks. Yeah. Okay. But I was like, damn, do I need to do more? Like, I'm just like, what? I don't know. I want to keep this momentum. What do I need to do? And then there was one guy and he was like, I don't think she needs to do all that. And we were all like, and so he became, like, my manager.
He's on the team.
Yeah. Right. Literally, I was like, I'll have what he's having.
Put him on
having.
The team.
Yeah. So then we kind of got to work together. And then shortly after that, I got my acting management. And they were like, you need to audition for this show. It's called Bel Air. I was like, I don't want to audition for Bel Air. They want a light-skinned girl. I don't look like Hillary. I'm not doing that. They were like, you're auditioning for it. I was like, all right, sure. So I sent an audition. And then at the time, I'm like, I find out that I get that. I have, like, meetings set up with labels. And then I meet J-Dot, who's with High Standards, which is my joint venture with Def Jam. Mm-hmm. So it's Def Jam, High Standards. So literally, like, at the same time.
Can you imagine? Everything lined up the way it was supposed to.
Literally at the same time. Like, wow. I got these things and my life literally shifted.
And here we are.
Here we are. And, yeah. And I have my music manager, Lydia. And it's just been go. Like, we've been on go. Yes, it's just crazy.
Yes. And you won your first NAACP Image Award. Congratulations.
Hello.
I'm like, Lord, what the hell?
It's crazy. It's crazy. I literally wish, because I tell people, and every time I get the opportunity, like every time, I'm like, this was not what it was giving almost 2 years ago. And I used to say a year ago, because like it just changed all of a sudden. And really, I want especially my Black women to have more mercy with themselves. Like, we're so strict with ourselves. We're our toughest critic. But literally, like, just the fact that I didn't give up on them days, that was enough. I was battling. This was a war zone. This is not easy to be out in LA by myself fighting these things, like going into these auditions and showing up every day. That's a war zone. I should have had more mercy with myself. And I keep trying to tell the girls that look like me, have more mercy with yourself.
And grace.
Give yourself grace and time to make mistakes. And some days you ain't gotta, like, you know, push past your emotions just to do something. Sometimes the fact that you didn't give up that day was good enough. Next day, start over again.
Amen.
And LA can be a very lonely place.
It can.
Especially when everybody's like, what you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Lord. It was, and it would get humbling. People are like, how do you stay so humble? I'm like, I have seen the humblest.
I have been to Humbletown.
I live in Humbletown. I still have an apartment there. A huge condo in Humbletown.
Kids in a condo in Humbletown.
Okay. It's lavish. I love it there. All white marble floors. Because they'd be like, do you still act? I was like, oh, God, please. This is so unbearable. Like, I'd be like at a party, like with a Jello shot. They'd be like, oh, you're the girl from, do you still, oh, are you? And I'd be like, another Jello shot. But all the
party over here.
Literally, I was like, I'm just going to turn up because that's all I could do at the time. I'm here and this is my circumstances. And best believe I'm going to have another Jello shot. And when March Madness plays, my future, I'm going to throw this in a circle. Because I was just trying to live my life.
But how was everything financially for you at that time?
At the time, I had a lot of savings and stuff.
Because good for you.
My mom. Mm-hmm. My mom didn't play, and like when I would invest in stuff, when she would invest, it would always be like the safest stocks. So I did have a lot of savings and everything like that. I never had like a real job. When looking back, I'm like, that's kind of crazy. But I did get to a point where I was almost at that point. Like I remember, Lord be a fence. My mom called me and she was like, hey, Court. She was like,
not Coco.
Okay.
Hey, Court.
She was like, not to stress you out or anything. Like, everything's going to be fine. She was like, but you're getting to a point where you're getting low on the funds. Yeah. Because I'm not making no income.
You just
and
spending.
I'm just spinning. It's L.A.
Yeah, right. It's really expensive.
Hello?
Yeah.
She's like, girl, I did some crunching of the numbers.
And, I was like, crunch them again?
And at this rate.
Yeah. Okay.
Got rate you going.
He was like, the way this thing's going, you're going down.
I would never let my parents know what I have in the bank, too. But that's great.
My mom was my business manager.
See, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't have, like, their family that can actually have support. That type of knowledge.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to finances, where they can be like, okay, invest in this. Okay, numbers is getting low.
That's so true. And I'm so blessed because when my dad played professional football, he played for 10 years. My mom had seen like so many athletes lose their money. Mm-hmm. And so she just studied it. Like she really, like she's from a all entrepreneurial background. Like her side, they just do it. Mm-hmm. And so she just studied it and she became really educated. She was like, nobody's going to take no money from my kid. So she always had been looking over it and making sure that like, I was good, you know? So, but when it got a little ugly, she was like, it's getting ugly.
Yeah. Let's figure
like,
this
wow,
out.
Yeah. Okay, humble. And I know what I was going to do. I was going to ride it till the wheels fell off. That's what I knew I was going to do. But I didn't know what that was going to look like.
Right.
I was like,
I want my wheels.
Am I going to be like waitressing? Like anything else I can get you? I don't know what it was going to give. I don't know what it's going
to
give.
Let me ask you, I need you to be honest. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone on a date just because you were hungry and didn't want to have to pay? With
LOL. Not because I was hungry and didn't want to have to pay.
Because I've done
but
it many a time.
I have too.
Coming up,
definitely.
When I'm like, I want to go to this really nice restaurant, and he asked me,
I might as well tell him
I should just
out
go.
That's hilarious. I will say I would go on a date knowing I wasn't really messing with the guy, but like I'm trying to drink up and eat up. Like I'm trying to live lavish, you know.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Not because I'm on starve.
Well, but not like
I'm trying to go to the restaurant.
You're not trying to be hungry.
Not like you spend my own.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like spare change. It was giving. All right, let's dine in. I was like another cucumber martini on him. It would give that.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, I did feel like I wasn't the type to like. if I knew I wasn't really feeling a guy, I'm still going to be like, am I sure? Like, I would want to see one more. I would give a guy like two chances.
Right.
And then I'd be like, all right.
Yes, he's not there. So right. What? Okay, so I always see all these, and we talk about this, like gurus on social media.
The dating right? ones?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to ask you this, because I saw one that was about like, how can you tell a guy that is really into you, mm-hmm. right? And here are the signs. Now, I want to talk about for us, right? How can you tell that you're, for a guy, how can they tell that you're really into them?
Oh, that I'm
into
them.
What are some of the signs that you would give that you would say, this is how you know I'm into you?
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's going to be hurt once they watch this video. Sorry, sir. Okay. When I'm really into you, you're going to get a very feminine girl. Like, I'm going to be like, hi. Like, you know, you just bring out the girly in me when I really like you. I'm really like, my love language is physical touch. So I want to be like touching you and I want you to be touching me. Like, I just love it. I'm going to be like, just poke you.
Like, pinch you. Touch you.
Like, I'm like, pinch.
Hand on your leg.
Yeah. Stuff like that. literally. It wasn't even hilarious. You're like, ah. when I like you, I'll call you first. Like, sometimes it's not going to give like, I'm always picking up the phone right. to call, but like sometimes I'll be like, oh, like, good morning. I'll say it first. Or like, how was your day? Like, I'll start the convo every once in a while. I'll throw it in there. I'll throw the dice
when
a little
bit.
When
I feel like it, I'll hit you.
Yeah. I feel like that. And I mean, just all around, I'm more like warm and receptive when I like a person, you know? And like, I'm not necessarily going to try to drive the boat, but you're going to know that this boat is ready to go.
I'm the co-captain.
You know, you know that's my favorite.
Yes. Okay. That's pretty clever play on words.
I know. Like, oh, she ate that. I'm like, did you know you ate that? You did eat that. Yeah, but it just depends. I mean, I really like when I can like a guy back because respectfully, it's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare.
It's really rare to find somebody that you have chemistry with.
That you have that chemistry with. Yeah. Because they can look so good on paper. And that's another thing, like, that I've been so shocked about. Like, I'll see somebody from afar and I'll be like, oh, this is going to hit. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, yes.
And then close up, you like,
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Literally, like, where's the normal of you? Where is the human
Do
of
you like really cute guys or, like, medium or, like, unattractive guys?
Here she goes.
Do you have a type?
I don't have a type. Me and my friends do say we like medium ugly, and if you take me out.
That's Jasmine. Jasmine does not like good looking guys.
I'm the same way.
Medium to medium ugly.
I feel like if you're not like a pretty guy. You're weird. You're weird.
She said the same thing.
It's
That's
just
so
like
crazy.
We can't both be the baby. Like, no, I don't like that. Like, yeah, no. Like, if you're giving control, like, no. I'm sorry, but it doesn't mean that they're ugly because it's just a term. It just means like
all
it's
the
just
guys
like a thing
get it.
Say,
like,
no, they're hurting right now. They're crying in the corner. It's really just
they are
a thing
crying in the corner.
They're crying
right
in the corner. It's really just a thing that girls say. But I really like a guy that just like has like a masculine. He gives masculine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
take care of things, handle it,
boss.
It can get
strong,
man.
Right.
Yeah. Protector.
Secure. Yeah.
But I will say, I have dated guys that off the first impression, I would be like, nah. But because I was kicking it with them and like listening to how they talk and like their mindset, their confidence, I'm like,
okay. That always happens. The guy that you're like, I would never like him.
You get to know him a little bit.
I do like him.
It's like this thing in my mind. It's like the club test. Like if they come up to me at the club, I'd be like, sir, please, I'm with my girls. Or I'd be like, yeah, where your section at? You know what I'm saying? That's how you know whether you come. Like, that's the, like, just the lowest tier, just straight attraction.
Where your section
at? But okay. I've met guys that are where your section at types with terrible personalities.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what do I like? What do I like? Because I can look at a guy and be like, he doesn't give comedy. He doesn't seem like we'd laugh at the same things. He doesn't seem like I would call him if I had a bad day and be like, oh, you'll never believe what happened to me. I wanted to give that.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, she was so mean to me at the store. Who was mean to you? Well, who? You know?
Let's go to
Twitter.
Hold on. I'll call you right now.
Freaking rounds on La Brea.
And then you're FaceTiming from the store. Is this him right here?
Literally, I wanted to give best friend because that's how I am with my best friends. I'd be like, girl, this girl was looking at me crazy at the Sephora. I was like, what? She'd be like, girl, who?
Who?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to give
sitting
that.
Sitting already, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the Sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Like for you when you go back home?
When I go back home, it's hilariously normal. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, nice.
Literally, I can go to, like, first of all, nobody dresses up. It's so funny. Like, I'll be like, am I Hollywood? Like, am I the drama? Because I'll go, like, out with my cousins and stuff, and I'll be like, is this what we're wearing? Okay. We're serving Rue 21 on them. Her. I'll be like, y'all not gonna put a heel on or something? And they're like, girl, what? Like, I don't even think the girls own heels for real. Like, well, I'm talking Lebanon. Like, we really, like, the grocery store was like 30 minutes away.
Wow.
Like, was not giving none of that. You know
what
I'm saying?
So there's no, like, Fresh Direct or nothing on
that. What
you
even,
could just order groceries and have, uh-uh. No?
Okay, no, I didn't even know what that was.
Just asking.
What is Fresh Direct? We talking about, like, Instacart?
Yeah.
I only know Instacart because of LA.
Right.
But no, I mean,
I love LA.
Instacart. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Signed up, yes, to my Delta Sky Miles.
I don't even like supermarket no more.
Wait, hold on, hold on. What did you say about Delta Sky Miles and Instacart?
Oh, you can connect your Instacart account to
Delta
Sky Miles.
Yes, not ma'am. Too much because I have them points.
1.5 miles every dollar if you're platinum or above.
See, I'm about to tell my mama this right now. She gotta get on that.
Like, mom, you're supposed to take care of the finances.
I know about Lyft.
What?
Yeah, my Lyft is connected for sure.
I don't care for Lyft.
I used it to get here today.
Really?
Yeah, I like Lyft.
I used it. Angie put me onto that.
Yeah. I will say it sometimes when some, you know what, I don't know who's going to sponsor me later on.
Yeah, maybe you should just.
Yeah. But I check both. I check
Uber riding services.
Yeah. I check Uber and I check Lyft.
I do too.
And I see which one's cheaper all the time. I always check both. And then I'm like, okay, this one.
And also feel like it depends on what city you're in.
Right.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just different times. And I don't mind waiting an extra 5 minutes to save a dollar.
Oh, you know
what? A dollar.
Sometimes they don't even take that long.
Not a dollar.
But then you want to complain because I didn't want to put you in first class. I want you to come back coach with me.
You know.
We saved like $50.
You know.
We saved like $50,
you know,
right?
You know, different me.
Do you remember the first time you flew first class?
Oh, no. I don't remember because, you know, being on Disney Channel.
He was lit early.
I was like, I'll have another orange juice on the rocks.
No, I was waiting for my best for my orange juice. So literally, I was like, another cookie, warm. I do remember being, what did you say?
Milk them chocolate chips.
Literally, you know when they used to give the little warm nuts?
Yes.
Girl.
Oh my God. In the little bowl.
Hello.
Yeah. They don't do that no more.
For real. They don't do that no more.
I think they don't warm up your cookies either.
They don't. They don't.
At least not a Delta.
Yeah. It do be hard. I do not remember the first time. I do remember feeling like singing that little Fergie song. I was like, first class.
Hey.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, lit.
G-L-A.
No, but I don't remember the first time. Honestly, it was probably around the time when I filmed Let It Shine. Like,
okay.
The TV movie that I did that put me on. That whole time, I felt like I was living in, like
a princess,
fairy
princess.
Like, I would wear these amazing costumes, and I'd be on set and just having fun. It wasn't work. Like, I'd be sad when it was time to go. Aww. They'd be like, girl, you got to go.
That's ideal. That's what you want life to be like.
Yeah.
I know. Literally.
Now, who taught you about, like, when it came, and I know you're very close with your mom.
Yeah, that's my
girl. But when it comes to relationships and sex, did she have the talk with you?
LOL, no.
She never had the talk, okay.
No birds.
She's going to be watching this uncomfortable as hell, logging off. She's like, I stopped walking at minute 51. She be telling me that. She's like, I stopped watching when you kiss Jazz. I'm like, okay, mom, thank you. Thank you, mom. No, she didn't. I don't think that her side really taught her that. Like, they weren't really open like that.
Right.
Like, honestly, neither of my family sides, but you know how your parents are doing better than their parents are doing better. So I think they did the best that they could, but it wasn't giving open discussion.
So where did you learn about that? Like, where did you learn how to have sex? Where did you learn how to kiss? Like, all of those things. Was it, did you know what you were doing the first time you had sex? Were you like, okay.
That's hilarious. No, I mean, does anyone?
No.
No. I mean,
remember the first time you had sex?
Did you know what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, like for guys, they learn from their friends or they watch like porn and stuff like that. And then I remember like in health class learning how to put on a condom. You know, they show you how to do that in class.
Oh, wow.
See, I was homeschooled. Missed that.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was like, okay, today we're going to know.
Oh, no. I wasn't giving that.
Did they want you to wait until you were married since your mom's religious?
I think, of course.
Okay.
I think that they would want that. I mean, even me as a parent, I feel like I'd be like,
that's ideal.
Just
be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's like, you know.
Practical,
I would say.
Okay.
Just because everyone grows up way too fast now. Yeah. With social media, there's so much information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of it is like, just that, you ain't even need to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
like,
a lot.
I get nervous when I see like my little cousins with their phones. And I'm like,
what are you looking at?
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Eesh.
So, yeah.
And I think for you coming from a household where your parents were married growing up, you think about marriage. Because even just now, you were like, if I wasn't doing this, I was like, all right, I'll just be a wife.
Yeah.
I definitely,
when I was younger, was like, I want to get married at 18.
I did used to think 18? That too. Not 18, but I was like, by the time I'm 22, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have a house with my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this.
But that's also like, I hadn't really experienced anything. I'd never even had a boyfriend at that time. I just thought like, okay, that'll be like
when
I'll. That's how it goes, you know? That's how it works, but...
Do you want to get married?
I do want to get married, yeah.
Do you have an ideal age in mind?
It never works out that way.
It doesn't, but
I know. I mean, I've had an ideal age for literally 17 things in my life, and it's never been that, so I'm like, just stop. I would say, well, I'd like to have a kid around like 30. So okay, I feel like that's when I would be more marriage mindset.
Okay.
But I also am very career driven right now. And I also look at like the women and their relationships in my life. And I kind of am like, maybe I'll just be Oprah and I'll
have
do
a
it
partner.
That way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really have to see how
get
things
get you a
pan
Stedman.
Out. Yeah. I really, it's just marriage is just, it's hard work, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, and I love what I see on like Instagram and socials, but the women in my life are who I really, absolutely, you know, learn from what it's really like. And it's just, it's very hard. And yeah, I only would want to make that commitment if like God himself woke me up and said, this one, this is the one, you know? This yeah. Otherwise, I'm not sure I would want to do that with somebody. Okay. So permanent.
I feel like so many people feel that way now. I know they've been having these conversations like, well, maybe you should, just like your driver's license that you renew, you know, every few years, maybe you should do the same thing with marriage where like you reassess it every few years.
I like that idea. Yeah,
like, you know, Christy and Jackie Douglas.
No, I'm not talking about that.
No, we're not talking about getting married.
I don't want to get married every year.
No, but they renew their vows, but they don't like do like a whole like relationship like
reassess. Assessment. I'm talking about like how you have to take like when you have a license, you're like, let's go back in or it expires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Interesting.
Right.
That could be a good situation. But then I also feel like sometimes people don't look at marriage as permanent and you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, people, maybe you're not supposed to.
I mean,
it's supposed to.
You're supposed to look at it. Yeah, that's what the vows are.
Listen, it's whatever you define your marriage to be. I think it's a constraint that we didn't. Yeah, so it's whatever we want it
to be. Because the way that it is defined, it is supposed to be like till death do us part, in sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage was meant to be like forever, but it's not realistic for a lot of people. And clearly it's not.
In the world we live in now.
Listen, people are already planning back divorces then, with prenups and everything else.
Yeah, but people also go, you can't go into it with the mindset of, I could just get out of this at any time.
Right.
Because then why do it?
People do though. That. That's what they do. They go into it like,
But I hear so many people now like, you don't have to get married. You could just be together, you know? And I'm with that.
I'm screaming.
But anyway, Coco Jones, I do want to thank you so much. We had such a good time with you. You know, I know we've been wanting to get you on here for a while. And I've been loving to see like all of the excitement that you have because it's honest. You know, some people be trying to act cool when they get all these different achievements. Mm-hmm. But you just like, yeah. And you should celebrate that. You deserve it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I had so much fun
feel
with y'all.
The humbleness.
Yes. And we
energy is mad humble.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep on having you back.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so come
I'm
back.
Like, oh, Lord, what tea am I going to be spilling last time? Because I'm like, I spilled some tea on here. I'm like, Mom, don't watch this.
I know. Listen.
It's not so bad.
No, don't worry. We got you.
Crazy.
We got you lubed up. Next time,
Really
easy.
Thank you.
You did take it easy.
Thank you.
I can tell because you get a little horrified. I'm like, okay, let's back it up.
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, LOL.
It's like anal. You gotta lube it up first and give it some time.
Talking about that.
Thank you guys, make sure the deluxe version
is available.
Yes,
so
but
that
I didn't
extra
tell you.
And you got Babyface, the song you on Babyface's album. Mm-hmm. We had him up here when he put that out. Him and Ari Lennox came together.
Amazing.
But I know that had to be just working with Babyface is like
iconic. Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Absolutely.
I mean, to even be with all the R&B girls on that project, I was like, I think I'm doing all right. So happy. Yeah.
So honestly, like, congratulations on everything. Well
Thank
deserved.
You.
Coco Jones. And so much fun. Yes.
Yes. Thank y'all.
We're coming We're coming to your stand-up. We're coming to your shows.
Yes.
We're coming to
Broadway.
Back to Broadway.
Okay.
You got to do it all. Yes.
Okay. All of it.
You're going to get that EGOT. We're going to put it out there now.
Period. Yes. Amen. Amen.
All right. Coco Jones, lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.